The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We learned a lot doing this show. We have been talking about the five languages of love. Oh, and by the way, there's actually six. I didn't even know that. The lady, she duped us in the book with the five languages of love. We learned a lot about each other. DJ Automatic and I have been talking about doing this show. And Anthony, since you joined the show for years, and we've never done a show on the
about
five
the love
languages.
Yeah, man.
You know what's interesting? In this podcast, you'll hear Anthony trying to teach Automatic how to speak love.
Our current yearly mission is just to try to get Automatic in touch with his more sensitive side. So we're going to...
I'm a sensitive guy.
But we're getting there.
Only when it involves you,
yeah,
not me.
I didn't say I wasn't a selfish guy, but I said I'm a sensitive guy.
All right. What do you and your partner speak? What language of love? Take a listen, and then let's have a convo at the end. When something is rare, people find it more valuable. We saw one of the rarest dogs in the world at the dog park, and I want to talk about it. And you've probably seen him in your favorite Disney movie or one of your favorite Disney movies. Welcome to Thursday. It's Friday's Eve. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's called the Cholutquintle.
A what?
Yeah, it's a Zolo dog.
It's called Dante from Coco.
Sounds like the latest edition of Taco Bell. What is that?
It's not. It is one of the most ancient dogs in the world. It's a hair, semi-hairless, pretty hairless, right? He got a little hair on the top, like a little mohawk.
Okay.
Dark skin. This dog was at the dog park. I have been wanting this dog. Here they are at the dog park. We come with our huskies.
Three
beautiful, two boys, a little baby girl. Here we come with our, the hairiest dogs in the world. And you have the hairless dogs. And I'm trying to get near them, and they're cool with me, but they fell in love with DJ Automatic. I could tell their owner was like, what's up? They were following him. They were so, and they're weird, right? They're so like.
So they're like, in their personality, they latch onto one person. And I could tell the owner was feeling threatened because they were following me around the dog park.
Except the little girl. The little girl was staying by him.
And he was like, he started following them while they were following, because we walk around the dog park while we're there. And it was just an awkward situation, but not more awkward than the time we went to the dog park the week before and we saw a full-on dog fight where somebody got bit and started bleeding.
Oh. It was a part pit bull, like a mixed pit bull, and these two dogs, and then the lady got in and she was bleeding, and everybody goes over there, and then all the dogs go too, and there's a huge dog fight. We didn't go in the gate that day. It was chaos.
I felt so bad for that lady, though, because I think she was in shock, and she was just sitting there bleeding, and everybody started freaking out. It was a horrible situation.
Well, that time was, but this time was good, and we had a good time, and I want one of these dogs. I want a hairless dog that we saw this week.
We got two dogs. We're not getting another dog. And plus, those dogs are like $5,000-$7,000. They're crazy expensive.
We can put it on layaway.
No. Not gonna happen.
Dude, for that much, your dog better pick up its own poop.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and who has to pick it up? That's just one more thing for me to pick up.
They're indigenous to the Americas. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. If you want to see a picture, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm telling you now, I want one of these dogs.
And I will say this. Dana thinks they're gorgeous. I think they're kind of ugly.
They are not. Dante is not
unique. They're unique, but they're kind of ugly. It's got like this weird little mohawk on top of their head.
All right, National Day.
They look like a bald cat.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, y'all, we got to start with something very serious. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh, very serious. If you forget, it may happen again. We've got to talk about history, and this is one of those
we
will
repeat
never,
itself.
Ever repeat. Absolutely.
Yes, we also have National Clashing Clothes Day. So if you want to be loud and obnoxious, today's the day to do it.
Why not?
We also have National Chocolate Cake Day.
Donuts or chocolate cake? Are they chocolate donuts?
We'll wrap it up on World Breast Pumping Day.
That's a big deal. Women finally can feed their babies wherever they want. Of course, there's always that one person that's complaining. Oh my gosh, cover it up. Why don't you cover your face when you're eating? Women should be able to breastfeed anywhere they want whenever the baby is hungry.
Are people still debating this? Oh my gosh, yes.
I just saw something on Facebook and Instagram. A woman was trying to breastfeed her child at a theme park. And these men and women were going crazy. How dare you pull that out here? You're being lewd. The baby's hungry. The baby's
eating. It's the most natural thing that occurs in the whole life process.
I believe that they should be able to breastfeed anywhere and everywhere. But I also do get a little jealous and envious of the way that gay guys and babies can just touch and fondle boobs.
Come on, man.
That is just... I'm a little envious of that. I would love to...
And that's why there's controversy.
That might be the most intelligent thing you've ever said.
That's why there's controversy, because the breast has been sexualized. It's supposed to be there to feed babies, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every human being has a language of love. You have to speak your partner's language in order for you to have the strongest relationship possible. So I know there's a book out called The Five Languages of Love, and this book is old. Like, you can buy it now. I'll post the link if you go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll send you the link.
But you said there's six.
There are six.
Oh.
And this author left the six ones out. No, absolutely not. So I've been reading about this. You know, we have to read about what we're going to discuss before we come on the radio. So let's talk about the languages of love written in the book first. Receiving gifts. Some people need to receive, if it's a flower, a bottle of wine. It could be a napkin with a handwritten note.
Yeah,
receiving
tokens of gifts. Appreciation.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Acts of service. This is my love language. And that's why I speak it so well. With DJ Automatic and my daughter, I cook, I clean, I pick up after them. I think because that's what I want. Acts of service. That's the language that I'm suited for.
I service you all the time.
Not that kind of service. I need you to do things for me. Without me asking, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
Just thinking about me. So that's my love language.
I do cook, though. I barbecue.
Because I ask you to grill. You just have to do it. Okay. Physical touch is another one.
See, I told you I did that.
Yes, yes, yes. So physical touch is another one.
Do you feel like you guys do you really love physical touch, Dana? Is that a thing
not
for
really.
You?
Time yeah. and a place.
There's a time and place. You work with us every day. We're not touching.
Well, that's
what
I wonder
people.
Is if like working nah. together, that's impacted a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because like when you,
I mean, I don't want to be the couple at work that's like touching each other all over each other. I don't. Yeah, we don't kiss or hug or anything here in the office. I just don't feel like it's appropriate.
I don't call DJ Automatic DJ Automatic at home.
Let's put it that way.
I call him by his Christian name. Got to separate work and home. You know. The next is quality time.
Yeah.
Very important. We don't do enough of this. But for me and DJ Automatic,
I don't know if we have time for quality time. We're together all the time.
I don't think we don't speak that language. Neither one of us speaks that language. That's not my language. It's not yours. You're definitely number one, words of affirmation. DJ Automatic needs to hear he's great everywhere. You're a great lover. You're a great DJ. You're a great human. You're a great dad. Like, that's his thing,
and that's
words of affirmation.
That goes for a lot of men, I believe, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because you need that ego stroke.
I was going to say, I'm an ego-driven individual.
Yeah, a lot of men are.
Yeah, so the sixth language of love that people don't talk about is distance.
Oh,
which we do not ever have, but we don't speak that language either. When you're out of town, you could be... DJ Automatic was on the other side of the earth. He was in Singapore, and he still called me because he wants to talk to me.
All right.
Even though we spend every moment, that's not our language, but it might be yours. You have to figure out your partner's language of love if you really want a strong relationship. Automatic.
Some days I want more distance than others.
Oh, so. Absolutely, and I'm willing to give it to you, and I take my distance, too. I will go to the room and close the door, and it's 10 minutes. He's opening the door. What are you doing? I'm getting some distance. Okay, so I'm going to give you a test, DJ Automatic. What is my love language?
Service, for sure.
Acts of service. You got it.
That's
right.
The one, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
I mean,
ding.
I listen to you about it constantly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're in a relationship right now and you have trouble expressing your emotions, or maybe the person you're with does, there was a recent study released that can tell you why, and even bigger, can help you resolve the issue. I'm going to share it so that your relationship can be stronger right now, in case you missed it. So that's the last story. Automatic, you go first. This was crazy, which you teased us with.
So if you're looking for a new ride, the flying car has actually been cleared for takeoff.
I don't believe you. The flying car is a reality now.
It's a European-made car. It's called an air car, and it's been certified to fly in Slovakia. It's a two-seater car that has foldable wings, a single propeller, and can transform from a car to a plane in about 3 minutes. The production model, which I just looked at, is amazing.
Where can we all see it? Because I want to see this.
I'm going to put it on the Dana Cortez Show page.
Instagram? Okay.
Yeah.
Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
There's one catch. You're going to have a pilot's license in order to buy this car.
Hold on. Is this real? Because Anthony, Automatic's been fighting me to get a pilot's license now for like 3 years. Are you just trying to get the pilot's license?
No, this is coming. I mean, it's been certified in Europe. I mean, Slovakia, you can already, you know, fly one if you have a pilot's license and you have access to the car. But yeah, I would say in the next 10 years, flying cars are going to be a thing.
Yes, I'm rocking with that, dude. We as people can barely drive without, you know, injuring ourselves.
I feel like it's safer to fly. You're less traffic. I mean, you're going to run into a cloud?
Dude, that car is like built like a sedan. You want to fly around in a four-door and trust that thing?
It looks like a Lamborghini with wings.
What's the movie starring Bruce Willis and Chris Tucker? Remember they were flying around?
Oh, The Fifth Element.
Oh, come on. I'm ready for this.
I don't know about that. I seen La Bamba. So, I ain't flying around in some small little car like that. No, you crazy, man.
Richie!
Yeah. If you find yourself conversating with a toaster or a plant, don't worry. You're not the only one. In case you missed it, a new survey finds that half the people who were asked admitted to talking to a picture frame, a houseplant, or even their fridge. And that 4 out of 10 adults say they usually talk to their plants. Also, 60% also say they have two-way conversations with their pets.
All the time.
Did they call DJ Automatic?
I talk to my plants every day. Lucky Lou and Lil Lolo.
Dude, I've been talking to myself heavy at the dog park.
Oh,
dude.
Me and bro have actual conversations.
He thinks the dog understands.
They do understand me.
He will sit there and talk, and the dog talks back. And yes, we have proof on Instagram. But the dog doesn't really know and automatically. Like, he understands me.
We understand each other.
BS, you look like a weirdo. I'm going to throw more video on
today. He's not alone, though. Just know that, Automatic.
All right, so in case you missed it, if you or your partner have trouble expressing emotions or asking for help, there's a reason and a solution. According to VeryWellMind.com, how you approach relationships later in life all stem from who raised you. Even subconscious memories factor in. It's called the attachment theory, and the majority of people with what's called avoidant attachment style had parents or caregivers who made them feel neglected, were emotionally unavailable or withdrawn, and didn't allow you to express sadness or anger, showed very little empathy or physical affection. You have to understand all of that. You have to start expressing yourself. Don't be afraid. It may even require therapy to undo all of that.
Wait, what you're saying is, so people who weren't raised up on
love and care and affection. Don't cry. You know how men tell other little boys not to cry? That's the worst thing you can do. If you feel like crying, cry.
Well, I think the worst thing you do is not be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Be there and not be a good parent could be even worse.
I think that's even worse. Always say that, you know, I don't know who my father is. He's not a good person. I mean, he had extramarital affairs.
He's got like 11 extra kids besides his own kids.
I think it would have done more harm him being around treating me badly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So if you are this person, you have to come to terms with it and understand expressing yourself is how you feel better and you'll be a better partner. Therefore, your relationship grows stronger. Ooh. Don't push your partner away. Tell them exactly how you feel. Easier said than done, huh?
Yeah. Oh, way easier said than done, because you're digging for this and you're trying to find out more about yourself, too. Like, I didn't realize I had abandonment issues until I was in like a real adult relationship that kind of stemmed back to my dad coming in and out my life.
It's hard.
Yeah. Right.
It's
so difficult. I was too nervous to express how I felt because I always had a fear that people would just leave. Mm-hmm. But then you come to find out that that's not how it is. So those subconscious thoughts that you're talking about, dude, they really mess with you. I can only speak as a man. They really mess with you later on.
Well, it's nice to know that I'm the only well-adjusted adult in the room.
There it is.
All right, so I really am going to share this study at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I want to help you if you have these issues, not only in your relationship with your partner, with your familia, with your whole family. This is something you can sit down and talk to them about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When Kanye West and Drake squashed their beef, it made headlines all over the world. Well, is the fight back on? We're going to play some audio for you right now. Best gossip, daily dirt, this story and more. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have esports star FaZe Sway celebrating his birthday and TikTok star Maddie Monroe celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so Eminem is doing a boxing class for Peloton. It starts tomorrow. It goes on all weekend. You can shadow box with Eminem.
He's actually going to be like live on camera shadow boxing?
Yeah. I guess he's been shadow boxing for 20 years. You both said it's a great workout. I've never done boxing. I was trying to convince me to join a class.
It's a fun workout. It's a great core workout. But what if Eminem's just like, what's my name? And he punches you in the face if you miss it up.
You got to pay for that, too. You got to pay for that. All right, now we're going to move on to another artist who's performing during the Super Bowl halftime show, Snoop Dogg. He just revealed his dream collaboration, and it's not with a hip-hop artist. he wants to work with one of my favorite women in music, Sade.
Sade.
Your love is king. Crown you with my heart. You better put some of that in there. Up, producer, thank you very much. Yes. That's the song Snoop wants to perform with Sade. That's Drake has her face on his body.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense that Snoop and Sade want to do something, or he wants to do something with her, because, I mean, it's like the ultimate stoner music.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, dude. Now that he's older, there's less Jen and Juice and more Sade and Merlot, right? Yeah.
But no, if you listen to Drake and you're a Sade fan, you hear that.
Influence, yeah, for sure.
His producer, 40, has completely been influenced by her. All right, and then finally, you know, when Drake and Kanye decided to squash their beef and have that big performance in L.A., and honestly, seemingly to move forward as friends, I was excited about it.
It was an amazing concert. To be there and like see it live was mind-blowing.
What's this dude's name, the podcast dude that we got this audio from?
Jason Lee. He is the editor and person running Hollywood Unlocked.
He's trying so hard to start beef again. Listen.
By the way, you tricked him into a versus battle and you beat him.
No, I did not, man. But he wrote, man, come on, man. This man wrote my setlist.
Drake and Kanye got together. Drake loves Kanye West. If you know Drake, you know that he told People magazine 12 years ago that Kanye was his idol.
When I heard that Drake actually came up with the set list for Kanye, it made so much sense, because I was like, I've been to a lot of Kanye concerts. That was the best Kanye concert I've ever been to, and he never even talked, which was the
he
best
was
thing about
the
it.
Whole time. Just play Kanye. The music, Kanye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a national crisis happening right now, and it's actually making food news. And if you're confused, I'll explain everything right now. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. It's Friday's Eve. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Oh, let's talk about the Super Bowl first. You know what's coming up next month. And they're asking professional dancers to volunteer 72 hours of unpaid time to perform during halftime. This means 9 days of grueling rehearsals and an ironclad NDA to be part of the Dr. Dre production. Of course, we got Eminem, Snoop, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick, Dr. Dre himself. Ooh, it is making the rounds on Twitter. Like, you must be out of your mind.
But that's also the opportunity, right? Like, you have the opportunity to perform.
Opportunities don't pay bills.
Well, then don't go play. Don't go perform.
I think it's ridiculous that the NFL would even think about asking. Dr. Dre is one thing. I mean, he's got, you know, $300,000 cash or how many millions cash in his? In
300 million.
I can't even think of the word. It's that big. These people are working sometimes for pennies. And it's not fair.
It's not fair. And the fact that, you know, there's so many organizations, like, it's not just the NFL that does this. You know, it's across all of entertainment. But it's a great opportunity. No, opportunities don't pay bills.
To be hungry? Yes. Yeah. I know that, you know.
Pay these people.
Pay them for what they deserve it. Hey! And then finally, food news. You know, earlier this month, the American Red Cross announced for the first time ever that we have a national blood crisis. Krispy Kreme's is stepping up and offering anyone who donates blood or platelets a free dozen donuts.
Yo, I'm kind of getting tired of Krispy Kreme doing more for us than the U.S. government.
Come on, man.
Krispy Kreme got more people to come get vaccinated.
They'll feed the dancers.
Yeah, dude. They'll do everything, dude.
And I'm not going to lie. That's counterproductive. I mean, taking down a dozen donuts is not going to help you live longer.
Well, you're going on your way out anyway, so let's just use your blood.
Platelets are going to be thick. All right, if you want to redeem your dozen, take your sticker in. You know how they give it a sticker that says you donate blood? Or you can show them the confirmation. Now the American Red Cross has an app. Show them you donated the blood and they will give you a dozen donuts for doing the right thing for America. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
On this day, 77 years ago, Russian and Allied forces liberated one of the final concentration camps in Poland. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
This is such a big deal. We have to talk about the past, especially these horrible things, so that we don't repeat the mistakes. I want to shout out Representative Alma Hernandez. She's Jewish and she's such an advocate for Jewish people. Salute you, Mama.
We'll go right along next to World Breast Pumping Day.
That's a good one right there, right? Feed your baby wherever the baby's hungry.
Don't poop shame people.
We also have National Clashing Clothes Day. So you want to be loud and obnoxious, feel free to do it. Today is the day.
This morning, DJ Automatic gave me props because I told him how to dress. He was clashing and something.
I'm in all black. What are you talking? How can I clash in all black?
You said, Dana, you're right. What would I do without you? Did you or did you not?
I did because she told me that you have to wear a skinny shoe with a big pant.
Oh, man. All right, Dana, I like my ladies like I like my chocolate.
Anthony A., how's that?
I meant to say I like my ladies like I like my cake, chocolate. But, you know, yeah. I got ahead of myself. Sorry. Messed that one up, but it is National Chocolate Cake Day. So, you know what?
Let's go wrong with chocolate cake.
It's not my favorito. I'm not going to eat. Nah, it's not my favorite.
I still have this one chocolate cake that I always think about. So, when it was my birthday, I was like 10 or 11 years old, and my dad used to always take me to this restaurant called the Old Mexico Grill, and they had a Mexican chocolate cake.
Oh, that the Mexican sheet cake. Now, that's levels right there. They make one at this cafe in West Texas. I eat the whole thing by myself. You've seen me do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you've been with somebody long enough to know you want to spend the rest of your life with them, you get on bended knee and you start planning a wedding. That's exactly what's happening in this couple's life. 4 years they've been together, supposed to be married in 6 months, but looks like they may break up because the groom refuses to have a Titanic-themed wedding.
Oh. What
the bride wants to recreate the 1997 James Cameron epic movie Titanic. She wants to play the part of Rose. She wants her soon-to-be husband, maybe ex-fiancé, to play the part of Jack.
No, Jack dies. I'm with him on this one. With him. Yeah, what are you doing? You want to freeze?
They spend the rest of their lives together.
They don't throw rice. They just go sit in some really cold water at the end.
She's planning to create the whole stairwell. She wants to walk down and have Jack at the bottom in the whole tuxedo. This is a production that the woman has been dreaming about since she was a little girl.
What if she just has a weird fast hots for Leonardo DiCaprio?
Who cares?
Me, I care. I would want an original script. That's, you know, it's a rewrite. Come
not
on.
Not one that everybody dies in at the end. Not a great beginning to the wedding.
Speaking of from death do us part, there's a new Apple setting that lets you decide who can get into your iCloud after you die. Apple has made it easier for your loved ones to get all up in your business. They released a new software update that includes something called Digital Legacy. It lets you pick 5 people that can access your iCloud account and all the weird and dirty stuff and your browser history.
No way. Nobody can get into my phone now or even when I'm gone. Bury me with it.
Apple will send them an access key that opens up your digital vault. And don't worry, they have to have a death certificate before they will open it up for them.
Wait, but don't I have to clear it? Doesn't it have to have my permission somehow?
Dang. Initially, yes.
You can't have access
to
my
stuff. Be careful when you say over my dead body. Because now, you know, that could be a thing, all right? Now, let's talk about a son who's suing his mom.
For what?
Well, she actually bought him a baseball card, 2 baseball cards, a Bobby Orr baseball card and a Satchel Paige baseball card 40 years ago. Those cards are now worth $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
But the son is saying that they're his because she bought them as a gift. The mom is holding on to them because she is, quote unquote, still keeping them because she's enjoying them.
Yeah, she's going to enjoy cashing them in.
Exactly.
And the two actually got into a beef that neither of them want to disclose the details on a decade ago. So that is still why I believe she's holding on to the cards.
A 10-year family feud? My family's got them beat by 10 decades.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. And on this January 27th, we're going to hand a mic over to DJ Automatic. It's time for Music Facts.
We're going to start in 1984. And at the peak of Michael Jackson's popularity, Thriller's on top of the charts worldwide. I mean, Michael Jackson is literally the biggest star in the world at this point. So Pepsi says, hey, we want you to shoot a commercial with us. You're the Pepsi generation. While Michael Jackson is on stage, his hair catches on fire.
Oh my gosh.
And guess who is the person who put the fire out?
Who?
Marlon Brando. I had no idea. Marlon Brando was on set, and he's the one who actually ran over and threw a jacket on Michael Jackson and put his fingers through his hair to get the fire out of his hair.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Michael's hair never grew back in that area, and he wore wigs for the rest of his life. He was also severely scarred, and this caused a lot of the drug use that happened later
from
in his life.
From the fire.
Painkillers and everything. It's sad.
Well, Michael got paid a lot of money for that. He got a $5 million check for that, plus another $1.5 million because of the fire. And then Pepsi decided to give him $10 more million.
But it's a whole lot of a tragedy that followed.
All right, next we're going to 1991 because on this day, Whitney Houston did the best rendition of the national anthem that has ever been.
I get chills every time. Never heard it like that before or since.
On this day in 2001, Destiny's Child tops the Hot 100 with Independent Women, Part 1.
This was on that Charlie's Angels soundtrack.
Well, it did stay at number 1 for 11 straight weeks, and it set a record for an all-girl group having a number 1 for that long.
Destiny's Child, let me tell you, they're one of my faves.
And last, we're going to 2015 when Taylor Swift's Twitter and Instagram are hacked. With 51 million followers at the time, she's the fourth most followed person on the internet. So what they did was they told everybody that they were going to send out nude pictures of Taylor Swift.
Never happened, though, because they didn't exist.
Exactly.
She said, that's BS. Go ahead, do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, she went to her Tumblr and let everybody on her Tumblr know, hey, there's no such thing as naked pictures of me.
Because Taylor Swift's a good girl. I didn't need you to tell me that. I knew there weren't no naked pictures of her. All right, that's Music Facts and DJ Automatic. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Two of the most exciting baseball players of their generation are not making an end to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And DJ Automatic is upset about it.
Outraged.
He's mad at the committee, so let's hear what he has to say. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, or sometimes we bro down. And today we're having a big bro down right now because earlier this week it was announced that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will not be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And what? This was the last chance that they were on the ballot.
So,
right?
Yeah, they can never be in the Hall of Fame after this. It doesn't make any sense to me that, you know, somebody like Big Poppy got in first time around just now. And he's one of the people that they said tested positive.
Oh, Big Poppy was the dude who...
David Ortiz.
From, see, I ain't really a baseball guy at that, dog.
Yeah.
I go to a game and I'll drink a beer. I love going to baseball games. I love going to that stuff. But I don't really know the players like that.
Well,
you say Big Poppy, I'd rather talk about Notorious B.I.G. I didn't even know how to play baseball, dog. But shout out to Big Poppy David Ortiz.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hate on him, but I'm just saying, you know, he tested positive or rumored to test positive for performance enhancing drugs, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. Whereas Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens never tested positive. I mean, Barry Bonds is a home run king. I mean, if you watched him even before this whole PED thing was going on when he played for Pittsburgh, one of the most exciting, greatest baseball players of all time. Roger Clemens, top five pitcher of all time. One of the most dominant pitchers I ever saw get on the mound and just, like I said, dominate games. The fact that they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame is a disservice to the Hall of Fame.
But wasn't everybody back then doing steroids?
Everybody was doing steroids. Right? The reason why these two have been like singled out is because they're jerks.
How about this, dude? How about we get them in, get them into the Hall of Fame, and then we make steroids a new rule in baseball? You have to.
It did make baseball a lot
dude,
more exciting.
Dude, that's when baseball was sick, dude.
Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were hitting
jacks,
home runs.
Right? Yeah, dude. So now we make a rule where you have to in order to play. What about that? I think that, you know.
I mean, I would watch again. Yeah. I just don't feel like it's fair. I really don't feel like it's fair to the baseball community. I mean, like, think about like a Jeff Bagwell. He played for the Astros, or like Mike Piazza. He played for the Dodgers. These guys were during the whole performance-enhancing drug era, and guess what? They got in the Hall of Fame. Do you know why? Because they're nice guys. The thing about Roger Clemens and the thing about Barry Bonds is a jerk. Oh. He's not a nice guy. People don't like him.
Don't be an ass when you're getting needles poked in your I'm over my use of profane words
so,
this week.
So, but where do you stand on this?
No,
then?
Dude, you roll the dice, you take some steroids, bro, you're not getting in. Because then therefore, going forward, just erases everything. They had no legitimacy.
Baseball didn't outlaw steroids and performance-enhancing drugs until 2009.
Dude, that's just part of what it is, dude. You sign up to do the juice, baby. I don't know what to tell you. You ain't getting in, all right? And there's Alex Rodriguez. Will never get in.
Yeah, but he tested positive. They know for a fact that he had performance-enhancing drugs. That's why he's never going to get in.
Did test These negative guys... with J-Lo, though. That's true. Let us know what you think. Should Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? And if Dana Cortez asked what we talked about, it was just relationship and the language of love. All
there
right?
we go.
Y'all have a beautiful Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I listened to the WTF over and over because I thought the Titanic wedding thing was so funny.
Yeah, dude.
I'm so glad that you're a simple woman, because if you would have come at me with something like, hey, let's have a Titanic themed wedding, I don't think I would have married you.
Why?
Because that's crazy. I just don't understand why. First of all, it's just a movie. Why would you want to base your life around a movie?
It's not a life. It's not your life. It's the wedding.
The
it's her dream. So she was a little girl.
It's your wedding. Why don't you just have your own wedding? Why do you have to base it around some
fantasy story?
Yeah, some fantasy
type situation, right? You know.
I don't know. Otto's right, though. I am. When it comes to like weddings, well, maybe because I've had too many. I was not like that woman, and he's not that man. We still haven't picked up our wedding photos. It's been over 10 years since we've been married. Are we ever picking them up?
And they still have them. My mom called over there because she's very concerned with our wedding photos. You know, more concerned than we are.
Oh, well, your mom's on it. Hopefully you guys get those photos. You know what's fun about this Titanic wedding is hopefully they get to do the car scene. You know what I'm saying? Down, get all steamy and stuff like that, dude.
Just not in front of the wedding guests. More to podcast now.